A court hearing is scheduled for today in Little Rock as a group of healthcare providers ask a judge to delay Arkansas's transition to managed care. The changeover is set to take place Friday, but as KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, some mental health providers say changes by the state could force them to shut down.
We'll do group therapy in here and then back in the other room.
Luke Kramer walks me through Inspiration Day treatment.
Therapists in some of the offices are in here that are doing individual therapy.
The facility on Canis Road in Little Rock is a busy place, providing treatment for people suffering from mental illness. Danny Smith is among its clients.
We can use the washing machine, they feed us, do all kind of good things. Give us a hand, not a hand down, a hand up. That's what Inspiration did for me.
In addition to counseling sessions designed to help people cope with their conditions, the nursing staff dispenses medication to help stabilize clients. But Luke Kramer says because of changes by the state, places like this are in trouble. He's executive director of the STAR Coalition. STAR stands for Stakeholders in Treatment, Research, and Recovery.
Right now, our mental health system is in crisis. We have multiple providers throughout the state who are trying to survive on current funding that they were having 25 years ago, with reductions over the last 18 months. There are multiple facilities who are on the verge of closing their doors, which could send potentially tens of thousands of individuals throughout the state with mental illness onto the streets, possibly in jails, and with families not having any idea of what to do.
Changes were instituted by the State Department of Human Services at the start of the fiscal year last July. The state transitioned to a new system called Outpatient Behavioral Health Services. Ro Garcia, Chief Operating Officer for Inspiration Day Treatment, says as a result, it now takes much longer to get reimbursed for treating those on Medicaid. Facilities also can't bill Medicaid for multiple services on the same day.
You've got providers that care, like we do, that we're barely making it. And now it's impossible. There's no way to do it. If our owner, Carol Witham, hadn't put in $325,000 since July, we would be out of business. 140 clients would be somewhere in Little Rock, because that's the area that we serve. And the 50 staff that help these clients would be without a job as well.
Changes in how the state pays for mental health services came as a result of a bribery scandal involving Preferred Family Health Care, with several state lawmakers and a lobbyist implicated in the investigation. In an interview with KUAR last week, Governor Asa Hutchinson said the changes were based on rules that were decided at a public hearing and adopted by the legislature.
You think back through with Preferred Family that was in behavioral health, in which the executives were indicted for draining tens of millions of dollars out of the system for executives. And so there was clearly a lot of waste in the system. And so there had to be these kind of corrections to wisely use the taxpayers' dollars. Now, we continue to monitor it to make sure that it works fairly and that we have mental health services provided in the community. But these changes were necessary in order to make sure the system is not filled with waste. Most of them are great providers, and we want to make sure they stay strong and the reimbursements are there for them, but these changes were necessary.
Luke Kramer with the STAR Coalition responded,
I think that everyone can agree with the governor that the fact that what happened with Preferred Family Health is a blight on the mental health system in the state of Arkansas. But those folks that were a part of this particular scandal, they've gone to jail. And there may be others that are going to jail. So we need to close this chapter, and we need to stop defining all providers as those out there scamming millions of dollars off the system. When you have providers who have been providing services for decades, who are on the verge of closing their doors, they are not committing fraud. And I am sure that every provider out there welcomes complete transparency when it comes to what they're doing to provide services.
When told that many providers say they're on the verge of shutting down because of the changes, leaving some people on the streets or in jail. Governor Hutchinson said,
"Well, it shouldn't. And I mean, first of all, obviously, we want to make sure the payments are made in a timely fashion, so it should not impact the timeliness of payment. But in terms of access to mental health services, that's very important to me. You know, I'm the one that initiated the pilot programs for CSUs, the crisis stabilization units that really gives an avenue for the mental health to be treated in the local community versus going to jail or being diverted to jail. And so we've tried to extend those services. When it comes to our Division of Youth Services, we've closed some of the youth services institutions so we can return more services to our community. So we're trying to increase that availability of mental health services, not diminish it. And so the rule changes that we're adjusting to are simply an adjustment, and it's not a diminishing of local services."
Kramer says modifications need to be made by the legislature, but that lawmakers are now hesitant to get involved because of the recent scandal.
"My worry is the fact that what happened with Preferred Family Health has caused mental health to become the third rail of politics. We have few legislators who are willing to go in and explore this area because of the possibility of them being seen as a part of that problem, a part of that corruption. We need to have champions. We need to have champions throughout the state. Many times the individuals that are suffering the most because of what's happening on the state level do not have a voice in the system."
Among changes being implemented by the state is a transition to managed care. A lawsuit filed Thursday on behalf of 15 residential care facilities in the state is asking a judge to halt that. It says three managed care companies known as provider-led Arkansas Shared Savings Entities, or PASS, aren't ready to take responsibility for recipients' care. Kramer says he's not against the PASS system. It's just that the state hasn't completed setting it up.
"The reality is it has happened with the change of some of the billing, and it may happen even worse after March the 1st when this new PASS system is about to take place. One of the concerns I think the providers are going to have, if there is a delay in services, that are they able to keep their organization floating above water until everything is panned out for the new PASS?"
Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza is to consider the request for an injunction at a hearing that begins this afternoon at 1. Michael Heblin, KUAR News.